There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome aboard. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live with you from downtown Las Vegas, the Circa Resort and Casino, over the next 3 hours. Fun show on tap. How about this? In 30 minutes, we're going to go to Dublin.
Yeah.
Sean Callahan is live over there for Nebraska Northwestern. You know that they're pre-gaming already for that game tomorrow night. I can't wait to get a vibe and a feel for what it's like, how many Huskers fans made the trip over there. So we'll talk to him in 30 minutes about the Big Ten game opener tomorrow. Adam Chernoff in studio in 90 minutes.
Can't wait. And the man, Chuck Edel. It better be Guinness and not Pabst Blue Ribbon with the pregame and the festivities.
Do they offer PBR in Dublin?
I'd hope not.
Oh, that can't be legal.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so are we sure the Niners are making the right choice here at quarterback? Hell, are the Niners positive that they're making the right choice with Trey Lance? Now, if we could just rewind briefly and go back to yesterday's show, I brought up like what last night could look like, and I said, you know, if the night, because we knew Shanahan said that he's going to play Lance in the starters for basically a full half, which they didn't get to. But I said, if they look really, really good and Lance is really out there throwing dimes and they're moving up and down the field, I mean, that number against the Bears in week one, like the amount of teasers that people play in Survivor is going to get out of control in the 49ers. Well, what if it doesn't look so hot? Like last night kind of did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like the hype on this team again is like they're not going to fall off at all. Like I would say this, out of all the potential like contenders this year, and maybe even out of every single team in the league, they might have the highest variance in the entire NFL.
Concur. I think they're more likely to win 7 or 8 games than blow people away and say, oh, wow, look at this offense, right? Can't get there. You know, this is, I don't think this kid is ready. He's 22 years old. He didn't throw the ball a lot at North Dakota State. I think it's a mistake not to go with Garoppolo, as Ross Tucker said last week, but a different team, but it applies here. If something happens to Lance and he's ineffective and you want to go to a different quarterback or Jimmy, if he's there, you can't, once you make that change, you can't go back, right? So, but the be-all, end-all here is that they went with the wrong quarterback, too. If you put Mac Jones on this team, it could be a dynasty, what they're doing. And, I mean, that was the pick, and there needs to be a 30-for-30 on that about exactly what happened. Why couldn't they agree on who the pick? You don't give up all those picks for a guy out of North Dakota State. And you see how well Mac Jones played last year and taking the Patriots to the playoffs. But people who cover the team say, well, you know, he's going to manage the game. They're going to try to win 21-17. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Put it this way. Windows close very quickly in the NFL, unless you're named the New England Patriots, right? You have a couple of years, 4 or 5 years sometimes, where your window is going to be, okay, now they had a chance to win, but they never did, right? So, like, the Niners are clearly in that window right now. Hell, they were up on the Chiefs 3 years ago to win the whole thing.
Right.
And they didn't win the game. Was that Garoppolo's fault? Or was that, like, fatigue in the defense and Mahomes just made amazing plays with Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, and then last year, again, up 17-7, what, fourth quarter against the Rams on the road? To go back to another Super Bowl? Like, you have so much talent across the board on this team. They really don't have many weaknesses other than maybe potentially the most important spot on the entire field, that quarterback.
Right. And a quarterback last year playing with a ton of injuries.
Correct.
And a total gamer and still almost took you to the Super Bowl. The other thing, there's no touch on the ball. You know, it's the Arizona game last year, he was Rocket Man,
yep.
Firing the ball. I mean, he played well against Houston, but there was a long touchdown pass in there. The Seattle game, a defender fell down in that game last year. So, and then based on the preseason, and I just think I can't take this team seriously to be a contender in the NFC.
Yeah, they will have moments, and in fact, like four out of the first six games are against teams that are considered, you know, probably like non-playoff teams or not that great this year. I'm sure that Lance is going to jump off the page, jump off the TV, and look brilliant in some of these. But he's also going to look like, oh, my goodness, what are we doing here? It's going to be the floor could be pretty low for a team this loaded, but the ceiling has a chance to really be high. I jokingly asked this question on Twitter last night. I said the 49ers would be better off in 2022 with which quarterback, Trey Lance or Davis Mills? 536 votes so far, 52% say Davis Mills.
Wow, should be higher.
Think so?
Yeah, yep. The other thing, Richard Sherman on the broadcast at halftime. Well, he'll be fine. Don't worry about it. What are you basing that on?
Why?
What are you, how, what?
Right.
What, practice?
Because.
I mean, how do you stand up there on national, well, whatever, on Amazon and say he's going to be fine, don't worry about it, even though they look like dog bleep tonight? Yeah, you have nothing to back that up. Because you played with the team and the organization, you jock sniffer.
No, is it because they traded all those picks to go up to number three and take him? I don't. Who cares where a quarterback goes in the draft?
Right.
How many examples do we?
Yes. Sure.
How many? Folks, we've been doing this for a long time. How many examples do we need of guys who can't play? I'll give you this bad boy right here. If you're watching the show, this is what it looks like printed off, like 115 pages. It is awesome. It's the VSiN Pro Football Betting Guide. You can get it today. Go check it out, VSiN.com. Right. So, In this guide, we had 17 VSiN experts predict divisions, wild card, playoff teams, Super Bowls, whatever. 11 picked the 49ers, including yours truly, to win the NFC West. Now, again, I don't want to completely get nuts, but I think we're doing that just on speculation that Lance could be really, really good. And we're picking that team over the champs who remain a total threat to win the whole thing again this year?
I'm still waiting for him to show me something. Still waiting. Can't get it.
Yeah, this is this analogy makes a lot of sense to me. This is their head coach, Kyle Shanahan, talking about the starters playing in preseason football after the game.
I'm nervous watching everyone on those drives, not just the quarterback. Those guys usually get the most protection. But I don't want to eat my own words, so I'm just glad that we made it out of it. I mean, that's a fine line for everything. That's why preseason is important, but it's also something that, compared to the driving range, whatever happens there doesn't really matter. But you need to do it to get better, too. So you're always a little bit nervous, but we got through it, and I think that'll help them in the long run.
I'll buy into that. He also told the sideline reporter, I think it was in the third quarter last night, that he wanted to play him a little bit longer in the first half, but nothing was going well, so they couldn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's not great. Abort. For what it's worth, Davis Mills does look pretty good.
So does Pierce.
Oh, Pierce.
There
is,
you go.
That kid's live, man.
Yeah. Nice call there.
He is the real deal.
Yep, so I've seen him as low as 10-1 now. But when you have Samuel and Kittle and these weapons, you're not playing games, well, we're going to win 20-17. That's ridiculous. So this kid has the social potential and growth here in and get it done. And I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I'm telling you,
Mac Jones thing, I think, is going to come back to haunt him for years to come.
I still like my idea last year. I was screaming from the rooftops for the 49ers to draft Kyle Pitts. Imagine Pitts, again, I said it the entire time, you're fine with Garoppolo. You could have Pitts, Kittle, Ayuk, Samuel, and the running game in that offensive line. Good luck.
Yep. Did you notice the in-play? I thought this was very important. Now with Amazon, and that's going to be the Thursday night schedule. Now, if you were tracking the scores and live on ESPN, Yahoo Sports, updating it was about 10 seconds ahead. So you look, it's 3rd and 3. And you're on your phone. It's like, okay, this is going to be incomplete. Then you look, and then 10 seconds later, you have the incomplete pass. The in-play was about 20 seconds ahead. Not crazy. Not like March, and going back to the scores as well. Remember, NBA playoffs, March Madness, college basketball, you're like 3 possessions ahead if you're tracking it,
yeah,
or behind if you're watching it, compared to what's going on in the game if you're looking on your phone what's going on. In the in-play, please. But the in-play was about 20, 25 seconds ahead of the game and where you were watching on Amazon.
I would say that's doable then.
I thought it'd be worse. I did. I thought, oh, no, we're going to only have to bet commercials. And that's it. Mm. But you can finagle and you'll be able to maneuver here. Short sample, but based on what happened last night with Amazon.
Yep.
And Tony Gonzalez has pictures of somebody. I mean, he's going to do work for every network now? Okay, you didn't say anything at Fox, you're out. Okay, you didn't work out at CBS? Okay, now try Amazon.
I think that new booth, though, has some potential.
Oh, it's excellent. Yes, it does. Michaels is awesome.
Oh, Michaels is amazing.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
I'd like to know how Herb Street's going to balance all this. I mean, he's going to be the busiest man in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, but also, like, the combination here of Fitzmagic and Richard Sherman could be good. And I like the new wrinkle of how the sideline reporters were interviewing the analysts last night. And when they went down and they were talking to Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he's got that beard is bushier than ever. He's got this thing unzipped a little bit. He's got the chest hair popping out.
He's put the sunglasses on.
Yeah, he's joking around. He's like, I got to be careful with the zipper. If it gets caught in the chest hair, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid every single time. I'm going to let out a scream. You know, it was pretty good. It was not a bad back and forth whatsoever. So I liked it. I thought it was overall pretty good. Purdy looked good, I thought. Boy, I am pleasantly surprised by how he's been playing so far in the preseason. That looked good. And then for what it's worth, again, it means probably nothing. Man, oh man, did the Chiefs have some wide open receivers last night for big gains and easy touchdowns. And the Green Bay secondary, again, could be meaningless, but last year they were the worst in football. We saw it come back to bite them against the 49ers in the playoff game. The special teams, again, the kickoff returns. Where's the coverage? You can't allow 45-yard returns during a game like that. Are they going to button it up? I need to see it.
Mm-hmm. All fair points. Yep.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. This Pro Football Betting Guide, again, by the way, is phenomenal. Great read. Like I said, 11 people out of the 17 picked the 49ers. We'll talk about the Cowboys maybe a little bit later on today. Only 7 picked the Cowboys to win the NFC East. 7 out of 17, that was it. So
I love the Eagles.
Yeah. Heavy with the Eagles there. Up next, win some, lose some. And this is such a brutal beat. How much blame do you put on the player? We'll discuss coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSEN Pro Football Guide is out now, over 100 pages, packed with Super Bowl and playoff predictions. Adam Burke and several others on their best win totals. Steve Mackinnon with the close game angles. And the only way to get access to this year's betting guide is become a VSEN All Access subscriber. Sign up for the discounted football special and get all access to everything we do through the Super Bowl for $175 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription, and bet smarter all year long. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, so it is the biggest game of week zero in college football tomorrow in Dublin. Let's head there right now. Sean Callahan is the publisher of Husker Online, and very cool of him to join us for a couple of minutes live over in Dublin. Hey, Sean, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Just making our way through Dublin. We just got to a lovely town called Howth, right on the edge of Dublin here in a harbor. So it's been kind of a once-in-a-lifetime trip for everybody that's come out here. There's roughly 12,000 Nebraska fans estimated to be traveling out here, and about 3,000 from Northwestern. It's going to be the largest number of tourists to come into Ireland since the COVID pandemic.
Wow. Okay, very. Right. I was actually going to ask you that. Like, overall, so far, like, how much red are you seeing? And is this kind of going to play out as a home game, you think, tomorrow for the Huskers?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I mean, when this game's in Evanston, Illinois, it's a home game for Nebraska. Nebraska generally will bring 20, 25,000, even 30,000 in the early years of the Big Ten to Evanston for that stadium, just like Ohio State or Michigan or Penn State would, too. Iowa's the same way when they play at Evanston. But, you know, same type of deal out here. You know, Nebraska's going to outnumber Northwestern fans probably 4-1 in the stadium, and a lot of passionate Nebraska fans. So they will have the noise factor on their side. And, you know, it's a great venue. I mean, you're right on top of the field. You're really close to the field. So the crowd noise, I think, could be impactful at times, because everybody over here is fired up to be here and they want to be here, and they're big fans. So it will have a good atmosphere. They think 35,000 or so will be in the venue itself, and it seats roughly 48.
Could weather be a factor and wind?
I don't think so. You know, no rain expected. The wind has been minimal. In the mornings, you might get a little breeze, but the way the stadium is enclosed, it's got like a roof. If you Google Aviva Stadium, the way this roof is, it almost protects the field and kind of blocks the wind out of there. I've been in there 3 days in a row, and the orange flags on the goalposts have not been moving at all.
Okay.
So, you can get some wind in there, I'm told, the way the roof line's cut. But I don't think we're going to get any wind in this game. And Nebraska's got a new kicker. They got a new punter. But their punter was an All-American in the FCS ranks, Brian Buscini. Their kicker, Timmy Bleakrode, was a really good kicker for Furman. So they've got new specialists, and that will be something to watch for Nebraska. They should be 10. I mean, they had the worst special teams in the country this year. And they should be markedly better in that area this year.
I was going to say, it has to be better by default this year, no?
Yeah, yeah. No, they've got a full-time coordinator running things. They've added some good return guys. Trey Palmer runs a 10-2 in the 100. He'll probably return punts. Anthony Grant, the JUCO National Player of the Year for New Mexico Military, started out his career at Florida State. He'll be a kick returner and a running back for Nebraska. He'll be one of the probably one of two or three running backs they feature, but Anthony Grant, the newcomer, is probably going to be who gets the start at running back.
Special teams, horrible, as we talked about. Historic season for all the wrong reasons. 3-9, outscored their opponents every close game. Lost every close game. Had to make changes to the staff. What are the expectations? What does Frost need to do?
I mean, obviously minimum baseline is a bowl game, but I think it's about the feel, the direction that this is working. And there just haven't been very many of those moments under Scott Frost the previous 4 years where you're like, yep, this is working. I mean, coincidentally, it was last year's Northwestern game where, you know, you go back and look at that game, it looked like this thing was taking off at that point. I mean, Nebraska put up more points and more yards than anybody ever has on a Pat Fitzgerald Northwestern team. They just made Northwestern just look like a bunch of slow guys running in sand. And I do think the speed is going to jump out of this game. Nebraska will have a significant advantage in speed, especially on offense. Northwestern is going to try to slow this game down. They have two running backs, Cam Porter, who got hurt last year. He was going to be their starter. He's the reason several of the running backs transferred going into last season, got hurt in camp. Evan Hall ended up being the guy, had 1,000 yards. So those two running backs, and Porter weighs almost 235. They're going to try to slow this game down. But back to your point, yeah, Nebraska's got to just show that it's going in the right direction. Mark Whipple's calling his first ever game in the Big Ten, and Scott Frost has nothing to do with calling the offense anymore. I mean, he's going to be stepped away in that part, which will be the first time really in his coaching career he's not called the offense.
Sean, if they do miss a bowl game this year and the record at the end of the season is 5-7 or worse than that, does Frost still survive? And is he coaching this program in 2023?
It's unlikely. I mean, I think, I don't know if there's ever been a Power 5 coach that's gone 5 years in a row and not made a bowl game and kept his job. So I think everybody knows that. The athletic director, Trev Alberts, reduced his contract, lowered things down in his contract. Going into this year. So it's kind of a Harbaugh situation. The same thing Harbaugh did, took a reduced contract buyout, then, you know, was able to turn it around. I mean, if you're Frost, that's kind of the path that you would ideally want to take. But yeah, this is a big year. There's no doubt. I mean, there's high amounts of pressure with Frost. They've replaced 5 of 10 full-time coaches.
Yeah.
He brought all the UCF guys with him, and he fired all the offensive coaches other than his tight ends coach, and every other guy is new on the staff. And then they lost their defensive line coach, and they reshuffled their staff and then hired a full-time special teams coordinator. Actually, the guy that recruited Joe Burrow at LSU, Bill Bush, is going to be running the special teams.
Do they win by more than a touchdown?
Yeah, I've got them by 10.
All right.
13. I mean, I feel like unders is going to be a trendy pick too, just because Northwestern's not going to score. I don't think they're going to score a lot of points. They're not going to announce their quarterback. Polinsky might have been the worst quarterback in the Big Ten last year. Sullivan is the guy going against Polinsky for the position, so they may go with Brennan Sullivan. He's looked good in the spring, but Polinsky was the guy that started 5 games a year ago. So I can't imagine Northwestern's going to try to score a lot of points because they're just not built to. And they've got to slow this game down. They return 4 or 5 starters on the offensive line. They have the best left tackle in college football, and Peter Skorsky. So that's what they're going to try to do to Nebraska. Nebraska's upgraded their defensive front. They've added O'Shawn Mathis, who is a high-round NFL pick from TCU. And if they can get after these quarterbacks with those edge guys, it could be a long game for Northwestern.
Has the Guinness been flowing since Tuesday when everybody showed up?
What's that now? Sorry.
The Guinness, has it been flowing since Tuesday all week long since everybody got over
yeah.
there?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of mix in the Guinness. You don't go all in Guinness, but yeah, you get about 2 or 3 Guinnesses and you kind of work your way around some other things. But it's been a great trip. I was here in December, so I've been out here twice for stuff for this football game, and next year Notre Dame will play out here again. They play Navy, but they want to play this game out here. They have a 5-year contract, so there'll be more games in Ireland in the coming years ahead.
Yeah, very cool. Follow Sean on Twitter at Sean_Callahan, publisher, Husker Online. Can't thank you enough for the time today, Sean. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the game.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good perspective on the stadium, by the way.
Yes.
No wind in the far.
Yep. They are playing games with this. It opened 10. It got to 14 yesterday.
Yeah, for a minute.
Now it's 11.
Yeah, how about that?
And the total, as he mentioned, 56.5 it opened in some spots, so now it's down to 50.5. And Fitzgerald playing games with not announcing a quarterback. But we'll see if Thompson can sling it here. And certainly all the changes well-documented that Frost had to make to the staff. But 4-8, 5-7, 3-5, 3-9. That's his record. It is. I'm shocked that it's not worked out since coming over from Central Florida. And they really chopped the buyout down big time. They'd be $7 million to buy him out now. It's too bad.
I really hope they make a bowl game this year because I don't want to see this program start over again.
I think 7-5 is doable.
Doable, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So there is a spot, globally speaking now, that's offering first Big Ten coach to be fired, and they have like 4 or 5 different conferences up. Scott Frost in the Big Ten is -120. First coach fired in the Big Ten. Tom Allen, Indiana, is 4-1. Your boy, Mike Locksley, you love him, 5-1 at Maryland.
Yeah.
Your guy. Greg Schiano is 9-1 with Rutgers. And Fitzy at Northwestern is 10-1.
Come on. Ryan Day's 100?
Yeah.
Come on. That's got to be
10,000?
Yes.
100,000-1?
Yeah, he's got to kill somebody. I mean, want to do something stupid off the field. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
With these odds. But who else? I mean, he's the only guy I can see. Frost or Allen.
Who would it be? Brom? Purdue? 16-1?
I don't see that.
Yeah, neither do I.
No. A lot of good coaches here.
All right. Do You Concur is up next. We'll kick around the idea of how many teams can realistically make the playoff. I will say probably more than you think. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, the Pro Football Guide is out now. Great trends, playoff predictions. Everyone has an opinion on the win totals, Super Bowl predictions. Mackinnon's great on teams that are going to fade, the teams to maybe move up in his rankings based on the close games, what happened last year. It's a great article we read yesterday. The only way to get access to this year's betting guide is become an all-access subscriber. Sign up for the discounted football special and get access to everything we do through the Super Bowl for $175. Or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription. Bet smarter all year long. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, yeah, we are super excited for this appearance right now and this weekend. A very cool panel happening at Circa Sports. So if you're going to be in town, swing over. Adam Chernoff is going to be on the panel. And he joins us in studio right now. Longtime friend of the show, Covers.com. You have so much going on. We'll get to all the promoting before you end today and your appearance. It's good to see you, man. How are you?
Doing well. Good to be in. Loving the new studio. Circa, first time staying here, so it's great as well.
Yep.
Couldn't say enough about the place.
It's very cool. And you're going to be golfing today. A couple rounds today.
Couple rounds.
Easy. It's like
battling 100. The heat.
Yeah, it's like 105 today.
I'll take 105.
What is it in Calgary?
Not 105. Not 105. So take the heat while we can get it.
Yeah. What can I, like, tomorrow night on the panel? Like, do you know what, like, some of your overall talking points, what your suggestions are going to be, advice, like, what do you plan on, or is it going to be just based on what, like, Mike Palm's talking about and asking you? And
Mike's leading the way. I'm very pro Minnesota and anti Chicago, so I'm hoping I'm on the other side of the panel from Urlacher. Otherwise, we'll see what happens. Could get dicey, but no, we're going in. Mike's leading the way, and we're just going to go with it. So hopefully, there's folks show up, questions, it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, so I like hearing that. That's music to my ears. I've also been high on Minnesota a lot throughout the summertime, have several bets on this team. Tell us the bets that you've made and why you like them so much.
So Minnesota, win total over, make the playoffs. O'Connell, coach of the year, I think is great. The big thing for me is you're going from Zimmer, who, as much as he was respected for some period of time, he was antiquated. He was slowing that offense down. He was restricting what that team can do. And when they got a lead, like, how many leads did they get up? a touchdown or two, and then they completely fall off and let the opponent back in. So you take that away, and everything that O'Connell brings to that team is going to enhance everything that makes life easier for Kirk Cousins. It's going to bring Justin Jefferson into the fold. And if you're finding Jefferson an offensive player of the year 18-1, that's, I think, as good of a bet preseason as you can make. But this offense is going to be fantastic. I think it's a big year for Cousins and just this coaching change. Massive.
Yeah. You know, we played this soundbite a couple of weeks back, and you never like to overreact to anything, but when Justin Jefferson told the media that he's sitting down and, like, he's watching Rams games last year, and he's thinking in his head, how on earth is Cooper Kupp this wide open every single play? And then, well, lo and behold, one of their coaches comes over, now he's the man in charge here, and it's like, oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
With what we're running. I'm like, when I heard that, I'm like, that's, I don't know. That one to me was huge.
That's what you look for. And he's exactly it. He's like, I get it. I understand how he was wide open. I'm going to be that guy now. And he's got a really good number two to play off of him in Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
And you have KJ Osborne, who's going to require defenses to sort of respect it deep. So it sets up just so well for Jefferson.
Yep.
Run it down with the Bears.
Oh, boy. Yep. Under everything, I thought there was a path with Fields and his deep ball, which I think is really underrated. And it was like, okay, you're putting Getsy in as the OC. You're getting rid of all of the mess that you've had for the last couple of years with the coaching situation. And you don't want to get crazy about preseason, but my God, if they look just disorganized, dysfunctional. And Matt Eberflus, for everything that he did well as a defensive coordinator, as a head coach, you just see these conservative tendencies.
Oh, Getsy, yeah.
From the play calling.
Yeah.
Like, they're going out of their way to run on second and long, third long in some
third
preseason
long.
Games.
Yes.
And you're like, what's... So you never want to see a guy like Fields, who's now going into another system, in that spot. I think it's just stock arrow going way down on Chicago.
You know who, which coach popped into my head? Recent coach in the NFL popped into my head watching the Bears. I'll just, Vic Fangio.
Sure.
I'm like, this right now, what we're watching with Eberflus kind of just reminds me of a Fangio-led team. And
yep.
I'm like, nah, I don't, I mean, in every unit on the team, like, how many strengths do they truly have?
It's not really any unit above average. Maybe you make a case for the front seven, but it's average or worse across the board. It's ugly. And, like, you're going to rely on Darnell Mooney from Justin Fields? Like, that's the go-to option?
Yeah. Worst team in the, who's the worst team in the league? Like, who wins three games?
Could be Chicago, Atlanta. I think, is in there. Seattle. And you don't know what you're getting out of Atlanta. I think it's those three that are fighting for it. And we were looking at the fewest win prop.
Yeah.
Chicago was the longest of the three. They're around 10-1, if I remember right. So I think you're stuck between one of those three, Chicago, Atlanta, or Seattle.
Okay.
If you bet Atlanta, I put a number on Mariota game started this year. I threw out 6.5 the other day.
Good right? number.
Before he either gets hurt or it's like he's not playing well, we got to go to Ritter. Actually, would that be a good thing maybe? For the Falcons, I mean, it'd probably be an uptick, right? Over.
Did you catch any of the great Jets preseason game on Monday?
Of course, yeah.
So Ritter steps in. He was making throws into windows that not a lot of quarterbacks are making. I know it's preseason, it's the twos. But, I mean, the thing I like about Atlanta more so than the Bears in this context is Chicago defensive head coach, first-time play caller in Getsy. You don't know what's going. With Atlanta, you can at least see the path. Arthur Smith, not my favorite play caller in the league, but he's at least has that experience, offensive-minded coach. That's a good thing. You just don't get that with Chicago. So Ritter, I think, could very well find his way in. I'm with you.
Have you changed your mind on any teams?
Haven't fully changed, but less excited about the Giants than I was before the preseason started.
Why?
I don't love how Daboll's handling things, and I'm as high as I can be on anyone as I am on Daboll. But just the way they've been in practices, it's been sloppy. The entire just energy around the team and how the players are responding. Like, you're hearing, for example, we talked about Minnesota.
Yeah.
Another team I'm really high on is the Colts. And, like, you're hearing all of these things from players that you're just not hearing anywhere else. And you're like, something is different here. And you thought, or at least I did, that I would get that from the Giants with Daboll stepping in. Haven't got it. Like, it's slowly going the wrong way, I think, for New York. So that first two games of the season is going to go a long way.
All right. Let's stay in that division. Yep. So what were you at? Where were you at with the Cowboys? And now what do you think with losing Smith till December?
Massive loss. But prior to the loss, give me all the Cowboys unders. I think it's a big step back for Dallas. Never mind the O-line, which is just tough to get over those losses. I still don't understand why they let go of Collins. But now you're down three key guys from a year ago. But Gallup still hurt. You don't know what's going on at wide receiver number three. CeeDee Lamb has to step into the one, which I think is great for props. But is that what you want him to be in full-time as the number one guy? He's great as a two and a three, one of the best in the league. But now he's in a tough spot. And defensively, if there was ever a case to make for a season-over-season regression from season-long numbers, turnover luck, interceptions, and just so many of those interceptions led to just great offensive field position. I mean, the Cowboys are the ultimate candidate for that. So if you have the offense stepping back, which I think we can all agree on, and you don't get that boom or bust defense, and it's a lot more bust, I mean, there's not a lot to love here for the Cowboys.
Well, remember the whole, I mean, the back and forth on Diggs last year is, hey, he did it again, another pick six.
Allowed the most yards.
He's burnt toast several times almost every single game.
Yep, and that's goes a long way. Like, so many of those turnovers were, to put it in perspective, I won't go into EPA, but they led the league in yardage off of interceptions returned by like 300 yards. Like, it wasn't even close to the second team. And so they were just consistently setting themselves up in great field position. That doesn't replicate year to year.
So then the Eagles win the division?
That's to the opposite part of the question, like which team you're going down on, which team's coming up. I think the Eagles are stepping into that. I wasn't super high on them because I looked at them as a team that, of all the units position-wise on the group team, quarterback with Hurts is the weakest. But there's, again, you have the offensive head coach. You have really good play calling history from even last year as they adjusted. And like, if Hurts is above average, you have the best O-line in football, the best D-line, one or two with San Francisco. There's so many pieces there. Yeah. So that's kind of a little less excited about the Giants, more excited about the Eagles.
You almost have to almost love the weapons now that they have for Love. I mean, bringing over A.J. Brown.
Yep.
Devontae Smith's now second year. Goddard is a absolutely solid tight end.
Very good.
And they have, I don't know about the running backs because who knows who they're going to use on a game-by-game or down-by-down basis. But overall, I think as a group, they're decent at least.
Very good. Probably, I would say, receiver-wise, top seven or eight. But this is a team that, if you're a prop player, they're going to pass a lot more this year compared to last year.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Adam Chernoff in studio, covers.com. He has release shows. We've got to get into this. Some of these numbers on the FCS and what could happen like tomorrow. And also observations from what you've seen with the 49ers and Trey Lance, their final preseason game now in the books after last night. Wasn't pretty. What does Adam think about that? Coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled KALSHI, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th,
2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Kick off football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook all season long. BetRivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, house specials, player props, and more. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
We continue here. One more segment with Adam Chernoff. He's on Twitter, at his name, at Adam Chernoff with Covers.com, and he has a special release show going on tomorrow that he'll tell you about as well. Your overall impressions of what you watched last night with the 49ers, third preseason game with Trey Lance now. This is his baby. It's his team.
It's his team, and preseason hasn't been ideal, I would say, for what you wanted to see from him. But I think it's more excitement for me in betting the Niners long-term about the differences that he is going to bring to the team, specifically with the deep passes. So, like, Jimmy G is the most divisive player probably in the league for how many people hate him versus how many people try to justify what he does. But what Lance is really going to do to this team is push the ball downfield way more than Garoppolo ever has. He threw two passes last season. I didn't believe this. I heard it somewhere else. He threw two passes last season, Jimmy Garoppolo, over 30 yards in the air.
Is that?
Which is, I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And Lance, in the few, he had like 90 snaps last season. He exceeded that by three or four passes. But he's just, he's much more willing to push the ball downfield. So I think Shanahan, with that ability now in a quarterback, but also you have his legs, one of the best athletes in the league, Lance under center. Like, I'm excited to see what Shanahan can do with that. As much as you want to go back and forth on the Super Bowl and what he did and that, he's still the best play designer in the NFL. And what he can do with that mobility, I think is going to be brutal for teams to defend.
I called the 49ers potentially going into the season, maybe the team, maybe the contender, but maybe out of all the teams, the number one squad with the highest variance in the league. Because I think at times, it's not going to look pretty with Trey Lance. It's going to be like, oh, he's lost out there. But at other times, he's going to make the sensational play, and you're like, this is why they took him third overall, and this is why they, you know, booted Jimmy out the door.
If you put Jimmy G on this team, they're probably between 8 and 10 wins. Not going to be worse than 8, not going to be better than 10. I think Lance, they might win 3 games because he's it's going to be like a 2018 season. But with Lance, they can legitimately win 13 or 14. So it just, the window for Lance opens up so many possibilities with this team. A lot more variance, like you said. And that's what you want to bet into as a bettor. You want that.
Where are you at with Miami? With the acquisition of Hill and the new coach, McDaniel. And then how concerned are you about the play calling and what's going on in New England?
So Miami specifically, we've talked about it a couple times. Defensive coach out, offensive coach in. Anytime that happens, it means good things for a team in this day and age. Two is interesting because he's had three offensive coordinators in his short time in the league. He had a brutal injury. And so this year he's healthy. He has a new system that's very QB friendly. They're trying to find a run game. It's not there yet. But again, you get McDaniel coming over from San Francisco. The plays and the designs that he had in San Francisco with that offense, that's everything you want as a team. So you put Hill with Tua, you have weapons around. It's a really interesting team. So I think stock arrow way up for Miami. The Pats I want to love a lot more than I do. The defense scares me to death if you're a New England fan. I think this is going to be the worst Belichick defense we've seen on a field in a long time. They can't play man anymore. The talent's not there. So they've got to go to zone, and Belichick is not his own guy. So all of those great guys in the secondary are gone. This is a bad secondary for New England. So they're going to give up a ton of points. They're going to have to pass. We don't know who's calling plays. We don't know what it looks like. Is it Patricia? Is it Judge? Do Do you want either of them?
No.
It's going to be a very different looking New England team.
How about some props?
Well, are we going to go season long, or what are you thinking?
Most wins?
Most wins, Indianapolis, I think, is based on schedule. Everyone in the AFC, great teams.
Yep.
But they all have the brutal schedule. Anyone in the West, brutal schedule. Anyone in the North, brutal schedule. Indy's quietly sitting in the South. They have the easiest schedule of opponents in the NFL. So the path for Indianapolis to 13 or 14 wins, which is probably good enough to get it in the AFC, I think is the easiest for them. So I really like them at that price.
Longest field goal, 62.5 yards.
Over.
Over again?
You got me last year.
The full season sweat that everybody loves. We're now, it kind of used to be just a Tucker thing. But now McPherson in Cincinnati is live with his leg. There's other kickers that we're seeing.
I think Prater did it right off the bat last year.
We're seeing guys in the preseason comfortably hitting 55, 56 yarders. Yeah, right. I think that's an over that's in play, and that's a bet that people love making because you can root for it every game, every week.
200-yard receiving and rushing games.
Okay. So this one's interesting because I think the biggest thing that's going to happen in 2022 is – we'll see zone coverage rates in the NFL go through the roof. So last year, interesting thing, Kansas City and Buffalo faced that two deep shell look more than 70% of snaps on offense. And that was something we've never seen teams deal with before. But the league as a whole defensively played a higher rate of zone coverage than seasons past. And that's because there's so many offensive weapons that teams are stacking up on, the way that offenses are trending. So it's going to be a lot of that similar look. So there's going to be a lot more plays per game. But I think the explosive plays overall aren't going to be as big. So it's going to really screw around with totals because plays per game, pace, things like that are really valuable for making a total. And so when it comes to these props, I like the rushing games over, but I would go the receiving games under. Now, if it was something for receptions, I think I'd be leaning over, but yardage over, I think, for receivers, 3.5, I think that's tough.
Yep.
But I'll take the running backs over just because of how soft it's going to be. More potential for yardage.
Okay. What did you play in the preseason?
Tonight have the Bills. Am I getting my days wrong? Played the Bills at 7.
10 in a row in the preseason. Straight up.
Baltimore's getting the respect for all these streaks, and everyone's running to bet Baltimore, and then the Bills stacking up wins. McDermott's playing his guys hard, and they're a 7-point dog against Carolina, which...
kind of weird.
Well, so I was explaining it yesterday.
Mitch is right. Did you see Keenum and Barkley?
Well, okay, so you have Keenum and Barkley versus Darnold and P.J. Walker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, is it that big of a difference? Is it 7 points difference? I don't think so.
Oh, I'd say the Bills are better.
Well, I can make the case for that. You're going to get Mayfield for a quarter, so that's something that leans the Panthers, and there's a chance that you might get kind of the twos for the Panthers against the threes for the Bills. Threes for the Panthers, four for the Bills. So it might be offset, but 7's massive.
Huge.
So I took the 7. It's 6.5 now. I'd still take 6.5, to be quite honest. And then tomorrow was the Bears total. Got over 38. And that was just news. The preseason's been weird in that people have been betting the news once there was like a tweet about it. So everyone has the same alerts in the betting space from certain accounts. But the news on some of these is delayed from press conferences. So yesterday, the Browns were announced their starters are in. That was public news on Tuesday. So I bet the over because the Bears announced their starters in. So I was like, okay, everyone's going to play. And then yesterday when it was announced, then the line got bet up even further, which to me didn't make sense. So it's 41.5 right now, which is certainly on the high side. But that's something to watch out for because there's a whole bunch of news to come out Saturday. That we don't know yet.
Okay, a couple minutes here. You're going to go golfing right away this morning. It's a great idea. So tell people what you have going on this weekend. Again, the panel tomorrow night, but also like the release show that you have tomorrow.
We'll skip the golf. We'll see how that goes. It'll be a grind in the heat, but looking forward to it. Tonight at Bar Canada, there's the whole meet and greet with the whole circuit crew. So make an appearance at that. And then tomorrow morning, 8:15 and 8:45, just upstairs, we'll be doing release shows for college football and NFL with Brad Powers, friend of the show, and Right Angle Sports. That's going to be a lot of fun because those numbers are going to move like crazy. And then the panel tomorrow at 4 p.m. And afterwards, the main event.
Well, the highlight of the weekend.
The highlight of the weekend, Naked City Pizza.
Yeah. We asked Adam, name any spot in the city where you want to go to for a restaurant when you're in town. And he's like, I want to go here. And it's Naked City Pizza.
The expectations for a meal on this one are as high as I can remember in a long time. The videos that people post are just incredible. I can't wait for that.
Okay. And then they can get the release show. Just follow you on Twitter at Adam Chernoff. It's covers.com. And
they come sit upstairs if you're in here and bet with it, or you can find it streaming live on Covers YouTube.
Very cool. Yep. You have to pace yourself tomorrow night because the pizza is huge.
Wings,
big the
pepperoni logs.
Well, I was debating not eating before the panel, so then you go in ready to put on a performance.
Attack,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, but then you got to kind of be alert for the panel. So.
Beef on weck. It's another one.
It's
come heavy.
It's
come heavy.
I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready.
Good for you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you guys
Thanks.
As well.
Enjoy
Thanks
the
for
weekend.
Having me in.
Yep. There you go. The great Adam Chernoff with us here on Follow the Money. We'll get more into the VSiN Pro Football Betting Guide, some of the angles that you can find, some of the best bets that were made, win totals, some trends as well coming up here on VSiN.
It's game time, baby!
And you're just lying there? Watching on the couch? Uh-uh, that's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with BetRivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action.
Live in-game bets, live player props, and live player props, and live player props, and live player props.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Kick off football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. All season long, BetRivers is your go-to book for all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, player props, great house specials, and more. Every week, BetRivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game. Every Friday during the football season this time, it's the man, Chuck Edel. Follow him on Twitter, professional sports bettor, moving markets. He is aces, and he joins us now to talk NFL preseason in a second. Thanks for the time, sir. Let's start with week zero college football. How about a few totals? Take it away.
All right, I'm going to go a few totals here. A lot of these numbers have been up for a while. A lot of them have got worked over a little bit, but there's a couple numbers that I still think are playable here. First total I'm involved with is going to be the Charlotte Florida Atlantic game. This is a game where Charlotte has a lot of experience coming back at key positions on the offense. Their fifth year starter quarterback, Chris Reynolds. And then they also bring back their top three wide receivers. They have a solid running back core. Last year, the offense was very inexperienced. They've been together now. They averaged 27 points a game last year. I'm pretty sure that's going to improve. Their problem is their defense. They're in trouble defensively. They were bad last year. They gave up 34 points a game, 7.1 yards per play. The last three games of the season, they got torched 42 by Louisiana Tech, 49 by Marshall, 56 by Old Dominion. Now they're going to play Florida Atlantic, who's going to bring eight starters, including a good senior quarterback in Perry. He's got his four offensive linemen back to protect him. He's got two of his top wide receivers back. Florida Atlantic has a good offense. They also bring a new offense coordinator, Brent Dierman, from Middle Tennessee. When he was over there, they averaged about 71 plays a game. So he plays a little faster than Florida Atlantic was. So with the two senior quarterbacks, plenty of weapons on offense for both teams. I expect this game to go over. It looks like right now it's pretty much sitting at about 60. There might be a few 60 and halves out there, but I like this game to go over.
Okay, good breakdown. All right, the get-out game. It's 9.5-point move on the side. Vandy laying it at Hawaii in the total 53.5. You think Hawaii will have a bad outfit this year. What do you think of the total here?
Yeah, as you said, Paulie, the side has got really torched here. They've been betting Vandy since it opened up. And up to 9 now, but I do like the over in this game. You know, Hawaii, they got rid of their coach, and
So they bring in Timmy Chang, who was part of that. He played for June Jones and that run and shoot offense. In fact, he still holds all the records for the most passing yards at Hawaii. And so he's going to bring that system over. He also brings over the offensive coordinator from Eastern Washington, Ian Shoemaker. Last year, Eastern Washington, they averaged 44 points a game and 81 offensive plays a game. That's super fast. There's not too many teams you could find that play that fast. And they do have experience at quarterback. They had a lot of transfers Hawaii after the coach left over there after he got fired, but they still have some experience. They got some wide receivers who transferred in. Their defense, though, is going to struggle. Not only does the defense struggle when you have a team that plays super fast, obviously they're on the field longer, but this is a defense who was dead last year in the Mountain West Conference. For the season, they gave up 31.5 points a game, and that was a pretty soft schedule. They only have two players returning on defense. Now they're going to play Vandy here, who defensively last year struggled. They gave up over 35 points a game, but of course they did have a little tougher schedule versus the SEC. But their offense has improved as the season went on last year, and improved with Clark Lee there. He's in his second year now. They have an experienced quarterback, running back. They have a lot of talent, a wide receiver. They should be able to torch this Hawaii defense. And the way Hawaii plays, I think they'll score some. They're going to play super fast, and I anticipate a lot of offensive plays in this game. So I did go over. It looks about 53.5 right now.
Okay. To follow up on that, we're talking to Chuck Edel, professional sports bettor. Every projection has Hawaii really, really bad this year. It makes sense. But if this number gets to Vandy minus 10, would that be enticing enough for you to go on the other side and grab it with Hawaii or no?
Boy, I mean, 9 out of 10 times when they open up a line 4.5 and it goes up to 10, I would say the 10 to grab it. I'm not saying I would lay the 10 with Vandy, but I would be a little nervous to take Hawaii plus the 10 here. I have to wait and see, you know, have the eye test, but they could be in trouble defensively with their team playing so fast. I think their defense is going to be worse this year than it was last year. And they play a pretty good experienced Vanderbilt offense.
Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch Vesa, the Sports Betting Network. Chuck Edel, our guest on every Friday during the football season. Pro sports better at Chuck Edel on Twitter, E-D-E-L. What are you looking at for maybe, are you looking at some first halves for preseason?
Yeah, possibly. You know, they really, this year, have adjusted. I'm sure you guys have noticed. I mean, more than ever, you're seeing teams favored by more in the first half than you do in the whole game. And, so they've been adjusting that little different than they have in the past. A lot of these teams this week are treating this like a game four of the preseason, not playing many guys. But we do see some teams that are going to be playing their starters one game, a couple games that are intriguing. Obviously, the big game, I guess, that everybody kind of, as far as preseason, is Tom Brady coming back for Tampa. Their starters are going to play. And then, as Frank Reich announced a few days ago, his starters are going to play. I have a feeling, though, that Brady and their starters aren't going to play more than maybe two or three series. And I think there's an advantage here. Indianapolis has been gearing this like as their dress rehearsal, and I would possibly look at them in the first half of this game. The other game that I would possibly look at, if the number comes out right, is the Steelers. We know they're still looking at the starting quarterback. Lions are Goff is definitely going to be on the bench when they start. So Pittsburgh's still trying to decide who the starting quarterback is, and I think you'll see them out there with some of the starters. So possibly could be looking at the Steelers on the right number.
What info did you find? Have you read so far that you like, and what bets have you made already? Even though you can walk us through it if the line has moved.
As far as this week preseason,
the preseason, yes.
Yeah, I played Seattle early. I did get a good number with them -3. Cowboys are playing nobody. Wow. Seattle still playing their starters. They're in a little trouble offensively, so they're trying to figure out who their quarterback is between Geno Smith and Drew Lock. Tough decision there. They both pretty much stink. So that's the decision. That's the decision they're going to make. So I did play Seattle -3. I played Carolina -5, even though I'm not sure how long their starter is going to play. But still got a little bit of the best of it there. And as far as that, that's really all I've done. A lot of these teams this week playing all their young kids, wanting to see see them play, they're kind of treating it like a week four, you know, as on a normal 4 week preseason schedule. Now we're down to 3 weeks.
Okay, Chuck. Great as always. Thank you for the time. We appreciate that. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Yep. There he is. The over in the Charlotte game, the over in the Hawaii game, and then what he's looking at with the preseason and waiting on some first halves. And he is right. I mean, that Patriot game last Friday was a great example.
Oh, yeah.
6.5 first half in that in 6.5 for the game.
The Bills game.
Yes, right.
They were 6, I think, for the first Denver half game. And also 6 for the game.
Yep.
I mean, would you really be surprised, based on the history here that we have with Hawaii early on, right, like in September, August, it's going to be tomorrow, obviously, still. But to begin the season, if we get a 41-35 shootout?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
And what a tremendous breakdown there on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Man, you're talking, they were so bad against the pass, and then Vandy gave up 35 a game, so it has all the makings.
Also, I'm pretty glad I asked him if he would grab the 10. And he's like, he kind of talked me off it right there. So if this goes to 10, I'll take back what I said. Maybe I don't think I'm going to grab it now. He just said the defense is going to be worse than last year, and it has a chance to be so bad that he doesn't even think 10 would be good.
50 new players. Oh, mom.
That's
yep.
That, fun, though. Yeah, that the turnover every single year is going to be like this.
This is the only Hawaii home game that's on TV, right?
That's Saturday night.
That's bad. The Pro Football Guide is out now. It's packed with Super Bowl and playoff predictions, season win total bets from all the teams. Look at the size of that. Over 100 pages. Bills on the cover. Buyer beware. Everyone's got a win total recommendation as well. The host. Bookmaker breakdown on what futures the public and respected bettors are making. Sign up on our discounted football special and get all access to everything we do through the Super Bowl for $175 or save half off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe.
Here's what it looks like printed sideways. For those of you listening to the show, it's thick. We'll put it that way. So, and there's, again, Alan on the cover. Everybody did a great job on the inside. Tons of great information on it. And by the way, the numbers that people were betting are available like right now. So there are still, like, I noticed the Saints came down. I bet them at +350, I believe, to win, or +340 to win the division, right? I saw a couple of spots move to like +275 last week, and then with Brady coming back, they bumped him back up to like +340, +350 again. So that number is readily available on the Saints. So we'll tell you what we're betting tonight, this weekend, with In Pocket Plays coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.